the surgeon thought he'd had it was successful and he'd got it all removed, but they wanted to obviously keep him on 6 monthly scans until they were sure. So we had two more sets of 6 monthly scans. The last one was in January of 2014, at the very start of the new year, and we haven't had one since. And since then, we've gone through two further neurosurgeons. His original surgeon emigrated. Then we were through a temporary surgeon that we never even met. And then the third neurosurgeon, we met him once in December of last year, who then was trying to plan when we could have another scan. He, at that stage, had already not had one for a year. And after that, then he said we would have the choice of either having a 6 month wait for one with anaesthetic, which is what he'd previously been having all the scans with, or 9 to 12 months wait if it was one with anaesthetic, or 6 months wait without anaesthetic. So we chose the option to go without anaesthetic and see what happened. We waited. No appointment came through then for the summer, so we rang again, and turned out the surgeon was on a 3 month sabbatical at that stage, even though he was reasonably new to the job. So we waited until September, gave him his 3 months, rang again in September, and they told us that he was being transferred from the adult waiting list to the children's waiting list, even though at that stage the children's scanner wasn't operational and still isn't operational. So all that time he'd been waiting on the adult list has now been lost. And he's now on a waiting list for the children's one. We've no idea how long that will be. Every time we ring the surgeon's secretary, we get told to go and speak to radiology. Radiology are now saying that there's been some form of lost form paperwork between transferring him from the adult waiting list to the children's waiting list. So it's just been a series of errors and problems, and nobody can now tell us when he will get a scan, and it's been nearly 2 years.
What's that like as a mother, to be getting absolutely no response?
It's just very frustrating at this stage. I mean, I know he's only one child, and I know that they have, in theory, have said that hopefully it shouldn't return. But all it takes, as they told us before, is one cell just starts growing again, and that's it. So if he says he has a headache, yes, you're automatically starting to worry. Is this the signs of it starting to grow again? It's just been passed from pillar to post, and you know, waiting list to waiting list, and surgeon to surgeon, and getting nowhere fast. And we've been through an awful lot in the last few years with him, and you know, it's peace of mind for us. I mean, to them he's just a patient, but to us he's obviously our son, and you know, we have to worry about him, and we have to see him on a daily basis and worry.
The Trust would obviously say there's been a lot of cutbacks, there's been a lot of financial cutbacks, a lot of waiting lists. What would you say back to that?
Yes, I agree. There's certainly waiting lists. We've no problem with waiting lists. We had no problem with him waiting, but it should have always been a routine 6 monthly scan. He should, in theory, have had each of the scans pre-booked after he'd had the last one. So as soon as he'd had one, the next one should have been booked, and it never was for that stage because of all the changes of hands of surgeons and things.
And what would you say to the politicians? Because they obviously have the purse strings.
I would really hope that once the children's scanner is in place, it will make a big difference, because it's been especially hard for you and other children having to go to the adult scanner every time. So, I mean, we really are fully appreciative that it's cost a lot of money to set up the children's scanner, and, you know, hopefully that will make a big difference.
Sometimes I do worry, like, it'll come back. Because like, last time I spent quite a lot of the time in hospital, and I didn't get much of school, so I missed out a lot, and I missed out on like maybe a trip or somewhere or something like that, like some things I would enjoy, and I was just stuck in bed, not able to move.
And when you get headaches now and again, do you worry about it?
Sometimes I do worry, but like I would rather have a scan, yeah, than like wait another 5 years without for a date to a scan.
Another Christmas is approaching, and I mean, you would love to have answers even before Christmas.
That would be ideal if we could get a great Christmas present to know that his head's clear again for another year. It certainly would give us a lot of peace of mind and be able to relax over Christmas.